Hello everyone. No need to whisper now because it's sensible o'clock. okay, so yesterday we went to where was it we went to? We went to Fingal Bridge, that was it. Sorry, I had a blank moment there. Which I believe I haven't been to before. So that was cool. I was being guided by a lady called Caroline, and we were chatting about lots of different things, including the fact that we are both veggies. She told me how she didn't used to be a veggie, she used to in fact be a farmer, and decided that she wanted to take one pig to slaughter herself, just to see exactly what happened, and she said after that experience she never wanted to eat meat again, which I thought was very interesting. So we were chatting a lot about that, and loads of other things as well. and Joyce and all the other dogs had a lot of fun. And then we stopped off and had a coffee break, and we had a bowl of chips between us as well, and I had a mocha, which was nicer than the day before. and then we got back quite late. I think it was sort of, oh gosh, what time was it? It was near 4 o'clock, I think. And then Richard and I took Beanie to the beach for a little bit, for a little bit of a run, and then got back to the hotel, and I had dinner early again because we went out last night to Stoke-on-Tees Head, to the Church House Inn, where I've been playing in open mic nights quite a lot recently. Well, not recently in terms of every week or anything, but in the last year I've been there a few times, like 4 times maybe or something. And, oops, sorry Joyce. And so that was a lot of fun. I got up and played with a few different people, and a couple of other guests from the hotel came with us, so there were 3 dogs in the car and all of us, and that was all good. And Joyce has a new friend, a guide dog called Harvey, who is very similar to her. They were lying down together under the table, which was very, very sweet. Apparently Harvey doesn't normally do that, and Joyce doesn't either, so could be the start of something beautiful, you never know. And she's been in a really cute little mood this morning. I don't know why, sometimes she just is. It's really hard to explain. I think partly because she's so tiny and partly because she's just really, really good sometimes. And she's obviously in one of those kind of moods this morning, which is rather sweet. Anyway, so today we are off to Stover Park, I think it is. Which will be cool, and then Pets at Home later on this afternoon, so that could be quite dangerous. what with Christmas coming up and everything else. The other thing I wanted to say quickly, which I thought was interesting, was at breakfast this morning, because Greg was serving people and he came up to my table and served me, and he was doing some staff training, I guess, with like new members of staff and that, and they came up to us, and I sort of sensed that the lady he was with has a bit of an issue with the concept of leaving dogs alone and not interacting with them, because Joyce kind of bounced up and got a bit excited and a little bit giddy, and it was like, oh no, what's going on here? At which point Greg immediately said to her, we don't interact with the dogs of visually impaired people because, you know, they're working dogs, they're guide dogs, and they can get very excited, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, this one particularly gets extremely excited if people interact with her when they shouldn't, or even when they should, but it, you know, it's got to be on my terms kind of thing. but then I think later on while I was eating, I think she came over again, this lady, and was kind of bugging Joyce a little bit. And it was one of those, okay, you're obviously someone who doesn't listen to what you've been told, possibly, because he had very clearly said, you know, we don't interact with the guide dogs. yeah.
Now, don't
Okay. But I was impressed that he jumped in and dealt with that one straight away. And Emmy offered me a hot chocolate for breakfast as well, which is unheard of around here. Years ago, it used to be that you'd ask for things and they'd be like, oh, no, you're not really allowed to have that. It's like, well, there are nicer ways of saying that. and yeah, but Greg's really cool. He sort of takes an interest in people's day and how they've been and stuff like that and whether they're having a good holiday. And I think he's going to be very, very good for this place. So it's all good. And then this evening, I actually have an evening in, which is nice. I'm looking forward to that a lot. out again tomorrow with Richard. I think we're going to be going to his ballroom dancing class thingy with that crazy teacher, the one that sounds like Baldric out of Blackadder. It's very funny. Anyway, I'm going to stop this recording, I think, because I need to get ready so that we can go out. We need to leave here by 9:45. That's in about 20 minutes time. So, yep, I will be again later on. All right.